in that second period.
Yeah, I mean, it's never something you want to kind of snowball like that. For me, it's about making a save or two just to stop the momentum, to give up three or four goals on four or five shots in a short amount of time. It's tough as a goalie. I mean, if you give up one, it happens, and you try to bear down and make sure that they don't get that second one. And, you know, tonight just wasn't able to stop the bleeding. So, you know, we're going to have some breakdowns. They're a team that when they get kind of rolling their building, you can see what happens. And I think as a goalie, your job is to, you know, find a way to come up with a big save. And, you know, if we can get out of that period 2-1, 3-1 even, game's still within reach. But obviously 5-1 is a lot to ask out of your guys. So, again, just a, you know, frustrating 4 or 5 minute segment there.
It's kind of the first time you guys have really been punched in the mouth in that kind of stretch. Is it more about how you guys respond next game too, in terms of coming up and building up how you finish today?
Yeah, you know, you're gonna have moments like this throughout the year. We've done a pretty good job recently of you know, weathering the storm or getting back into it pretty quickly. But again, you know, tonight where maybe, like I said, you need a goaltender to come up with a couple of big saves and keep you in it. So, you know, as a group, I thought, you know, we had some looks in the third, got another goal, but I think we have to learn from it quickly and address any issues we have, you know, from me to the defenseman, the forwards, and just sort it out a little bit. And like I said, it doesn't get any easier in Mini. They're playing well. They're especially, again, at home, they're a tough team to play against there. They seem to get going as well. So, you know, we don't have a lot of time to sit here and feel bad for ourselves because nobody else does. So, again, it's going to happen, especially with, you know, a group that's learning and, you know, trying to figure out how to navigate the season. But, like I said, it's on us, especially the older guys, myself, all the leaders in the team, to settle things down and get back to where we need to be.
Did they make any adjustments? Because it seemed like the defensive structure was real good through the first period and parts of the second, and then all of a sudden there were seams there.
Yeah, again, you know, they're like I said, they have guys that don't need a lot of time and space, and I think, you know, a couple of our rush sort outs maybe or in our D zone we got a little either tired or just lost coverage for a minute or for a second, I mean, and you know, they didn't have a ton of shots, but they got some good looks and they capitalized on them. So you know, maybe it was a night where they just had a stretch where the puck was fine in the back of the net, and like I said, I just wasn't able to come up with one. But you know, I don't think they were doing anything wholly different than what they're known for, what they're apt to do. But I guess we just didn't, you know, like I said, for me, making the adjustment to them or our team figuring out where to pick up the guys, you know, I think we just got a little lost there for about a 5 minute stretch, and all of a sudden it's 4-1.
You guys didn't get the win. Was it nice to see Will get his first NHL goal?
Yeah, you know, I don't know how he's been feeling about it, if he's been pressing or not, but he seems to be pretty steady, pretty consistent. I don't think he's been trying to press to score a goal or anything. So, you know, to see him put one in, I'm sure it's a great feeling for him, and I think it's exciting anytime a young guy gets his first goal. So I'm sure he'll always remember it. But, you know, it kind of gets lost a little bit in the way the game went. But, again, I think we're all happy for him.
Thanks.